Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas on Wednesday, June 23rd. And tonight we're going to talk with our friend Joel Ackerman about the World Cup. We'll be right back with Joel. Well, hello, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in very pretty and very warm Dallas, Texas. And let's say hello to a very, very happy citizen of Mexico, Mr. Joel Ackerman. How are you, Joel?
Fine, Silvio. Thank you so much. Good evening. It's really a pleasure to share my ideas with you. And I want to thank you. Sorry?
I'm going to say that there is a rumor. I just heard a rumor that your new name is Mr. Facebook.
Why? Really, I like Facebook, but only when I have time to share my ideas with my friends and family.
Oh, okay,
but anyway, I want to thank you for inviting me to chat with you in your radio blog and your wonderful program, this time about the Soccer World Cup. Thank you so much.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure, Joel. I think you can blame Rosa for starting the rumor about Mr. Facebook, okay?
Yes.
You can talk to her later about that, but I saw her last Friday. I saw her last Friday, and she said that your new name was Mr. Facebook, so you can blame your wife for that. But
okay.
But
well,
anyway,
I didn't know that, but I will talk with her later on, and I will blame it to her also.
Yeah, you do that. You blame Rosa so that I don't get in trouble.
Don't worry.
But it is, of course, just so some of the listeners may remember that we spoke with Joel back in January.
Yes.
And it was a wonderful show where you spoke about your family and the wonderful story of your family moving to Mexico many years ago. But, of course, tonight another very interesting topic, and it's the World Cup. And as everybody knows by now, Team USA is in the Final 16, and, of course, Team Mexico won yesterday. Actually, they lost. They lost, right? But they still went in, I guess, by losing. But they're also part of the 16. But let me begin, Joel. You're a big fan of soccer, and you've been following the game for a long time. But what are your general impressions of the tournament?
Well, first of all, this has been one of the most exciting cups. Lots of surprises. Such as Mexico beat France, USA tied with England, and right now is the first place in a very amazing game the USA national team had today when they beat in the last minute Algeria. And like I said before, there's a couple of surprises, and I think it's important to mention that there have been, like I said before, few surprises. Let me repeat again the few surprises I think they were in this World Cup. USA tied with England. Greece defeated Nigeria, which is not really a surprise. With Greece, in my opinion, was the weakest team this time. New Zealand tied with Slovakia. Spain was really, if not the most, one of the favorites to get to the final, and was defeated by Switzerland. And, of course, Mexico beat France. This was a really big surprise. Most people predict for right now that Germany and Argentina will be the final contestants to take the World Cup home. So this is my opinion for right now.
So you predict Argentina and Germany.
Well, I predict this, and a lot of people predict this. Even my favorites before the World Cup, are Germany, Brazil, and Spain. Spain really was a very hard team, but in my opinion, Spain is also a big contender and one of my favorites. Even though he lost a few days ago against Switzerland, and also lost to the USA team in the Young League tournament called Sub 23, which in Spanish means Sub 23. I feel that the USA team lined up all of its strong and most experienced players, and Spain was testing and lined up with its key, strong, experienced players. So that's what I think. Spain is still one of my favorites to go to the finals, even if other people think that Germany and Argentina.
Well, I think you're probably right. Those are very good observations. We're talking to Joel Ackerman, our friend from Mexico, and a dear friend. He and his wife Rosa are dear friends of us here in the Dallas area, wonderful people. And, of course, tonight we're talking
Thank
about
you.
The World Cup. And I know you have some people listening to you in Mexico. So are you going to say saludos, Mexico, to all of your friends listening down there?
To all my friends and
and family?
To my son and all my family that are listening right now to this radio talk show.
Well, let me tell something. Let me tell something to your family.
Yes.
You're looking very good these days. You're very handsome these days. So I want to tell your sons and your family down in Mexico City that I saw you recently, and you look great. You're in good spirits, and that's always good to say. But let me ask you a little bit about some of the controversy, Joel, because, again, I'm not a – everybody knows that I'm not a very – I don't know that much about soccer. I'm learning. I was brought up playing baseball and American football.
Yes,
and baseball,
I know.
And so I don't know that much about soccer. But your thoughts on the referees, because that's been a real controversy, as you know.
Yes, I know this this point regarding to the referees, and some referees have made a lot of mistakes this time, and I think one of them is not coming back. In general, they have performed great because the humans, they made some mistakes, but I think they did okay because it's only one referee, and the decision is theirs. There is no way to say something different. The decision is only by the referee, and they cannot reverse the opinion. So I think we have to learn to win or lose even when mistakes are replaced in the real life. Life is sometimes not fair, but we still face and enjoy what we get. So that's what I think. The referees is one of the points that are going to be discussed all the time, and it is very, very hard to have an opinion because they have the final decision in every game.
Yeah, and that's okay. Yeah. I understand that, and referees are going to make mistakes. I mean, they're human. My point though is that it seems like there's only one person on the field. Like for example, the United States had two goals canceled in the second game and today.
That's right.
And in
That's
both
right.
cases, in both cases, the referee, again, based on what I saw, the referee did not have a good position to call the play. Now, you've got these two people going back and, you know, well, I guess they're called linemen, right? The two people
That's
going,
right.
back,
yeah, linemen.
Going back and forth with the little flag, you know, going back and forth. Perhaps FIFA should consider more consultation between the referee and these people who usually have a better angle of the play because they are supposed to be where the ball is, right? So
that's right.
So that would be – I think that if the referee, for example, in the USA game, if the referee had consulted with one of the linemen, I think the linemen would have clearly told him that
yes.
the goal was okay. But how about another issue that has created a lot of controversy or conversation, I should say, and that's the whole question of replays. Would you support something like that, television replay or having a replay like they do in American football, like they do now in hockey? like they're even starting to do in baseball.
Correct. I think the replays are really very good to for people to watch them, and of course they're going to say the referee is wrong. I don't know why it's against a specific team. In this case, the USA, according to my opinion, the goal was perfect. There was no offside in any case. I saw this this play like 5 or 6 times, and the goal was okay. And according to my friends, we were talking about this specifically game, and they said the same. Their opinion is the same. There was no offside. So what do you think? I mean, is this against the team or something was wrong? So this is the decision. That's all. We cannot come in back.
Yeah. Let me give you an idea that I have.
Yes, please.
For the World Cup, what they ought to consider doing is giving each team one replay per game. So, for example, Mexico is playing Argentina.
Okay.
Each team has a replay that they can use. So on that game, let's say the United States, Slovenia, or even today the United States and Algeria, the U.S. coach can take a flag and drop a flag and basically call a timeout, and then the FIFA would have 2 or 3 people, let's say, in the press box, and these three people, it has to be 3 so that you don't have a tie. These 3 people would say, yes, the play was correct, or no, the play was not correct, then they should have the goal. I just think that when you're playing at this level of competition and you've got so many people are watching, it does seem to me that you people have to believe what they're watching. And if they're watching a goal and the referee is saying that there is no goal, I think that impacts the credibility of the game. But you know, maybe they can consider that for the last time. But one more question, Joel. I mean, I know we.
No. Okay, I'm agree with you. But in this case, I remember somebody was trying to put another referee in the not only in the World Cup, in all the regular games in certain countries. And I think this will be a good idea because, like in the American football, they have 2 or 3 referees, and they can take decision, and they got a time to discuss if this was a foul or this was a offside or something like that. So I think 2 people in the field will be a solution to this problem of the referees.
I think that's a good idea. If they don't want to do the replay, they can put one person. What they should do in American football, they have 3 on defense and 3 on offense. So you
I'm not an American football fan, but I know they have too many people to discuss the play.
Right.
I know.
So they have 3 people, 3 people in front of the ball, and then 3 people behind the ball. So you have 6 different possibilities for looking at the play. And I think in soccer, sometimes, you know, the players are faster than the referees, and that's what happens. But anyway, one more question, Joel, and then we'll go. But what is your – Mexico is playing Argentina on Saturday, right?
No, on Sunday.
Oh, on Sunday. How do you see
on
that
On Sunday,
game?
Correct. Sunday at 1:30 is the game, yes.
Okay, how do you see that game?
Well, first of all, I think the Mexican team is one of the best in many years, especially defense, and always remembering that Mexico played the semifinals in the Mexico 86 World Cup against Germany in 1986 and lost after a full-term game and overtime where tied, Mexico lost by scoring less penalties. This game was in Monterrey, Mexico in 1986. And I think Mexico has the capability to continue they already in the second round, I'm sorry. Even though it is missing a center forward who could score. Mexico doesn't have a center forward that can score like other teams like England or Germany or an African team, okay? So it has capable, Mexico has capable players with outstanding personal abilities, but I still think they need a middle center forward that will finish and moves and score. And that was my opinion. Argentina, like I said before, now became a very strong favorite team to go to the final, and it's going to be a very, 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 very hard game with Mexico. Mexico has a very good defense, but I repeat one and two more times: they need a center forward player that can finish the play, that need to score in the last minute, and they don't have really a player like this.
Well,
but I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and finish.
Yeah, but like I said, this is the in many years after the World Cup in 1986, this is the best team in many, many years.
Well, that's great. I think I have a problem, though, with Mexico-Argentina is that I have a very good friend, Nestor, from Argentina, and I have a very good friend, Joel, from Mexico. So
yes.
I don't know. I'm sitting here saying who should win, because I have good friends in Argentina, good friends in Mexico. So I'm going to say I want Team USA to win. So Team USA can defeat Ghana, I think. They're playing Ghana, right?
Yes, that's right. USA is going to play Ghana. This is one of the games in the next round. USA Ghana, and I think it's England Germany. These are the next round for those teams.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Joe, listen, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and again, say hello to Rosa and. I think you did a great job tonight explaining all of the different teams and all the different, all of the different impressions. And I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. And again, thank you very, very much for joining us.
Thank you, thank you. And remember, I always enjoy your program, your guests and commentaries. And it's for me an honor to be your guest in your radio blog tonight. And thank you so much for to chat with you today. Tonight.
All right, Joel. Thank you very much. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you so much, Silvio. Bye-bye.
This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on June 23rd, and that was a wonderful chat with my good friend Joel Ackerman from Mexico. And, of course, he had a lot of interesting things to say about the World Cup. And you know, I'm learning about the World Cup. I have to admit that I'm learning about soccer because this is not just to show you how little I know, I call it soccer. People who know the game call it football, but I guess I've lived in the U.S. too long, and I call it soccer. But it is an interesting game. It is a very interesting game to watch. Obviously, very fine athletes who play the game, and we admire their incredible skills. For me, the most amazing thing is how they move the ball and how they pass the ball, and you know what they do with the ball. I mean, with their feet. I mean, it is really remarkable to watch how they do that. It's an interesting contrast because A few years ago, one of my sons was playing soccer, and his coach was a young man from England, and his father had been a professional player in England. So I met his father at one of my son's games, and he was explaining soccer to me, and I was explaining baseball to him. So I took him to a baseball game, and we're sitting there watching the game, and I said to him, well, what do you think? And he says, well, it's amazing how they catch the ball. And it's interesting how when you watch something for the first time, whether you're watching baseball, you're impressed with how they catch the ball, and then when you're watching football or soccer, like me, you're amazed with how they pass the ball. But it is really a very fine sport, and it's nice to see people get excited. It's a great distraction from all the world's problems. But as I mentioned to my friend Joel, I would really like to see some kind of replay in soccer, because you cannot have games decided by bad calls, not at this level. I mean, it's one thing for a regular season game, but when you're talking at this level, to have a game decided by a bad call, it's just not something that FIFA should be doing. So I hope that FIFA will consider the possibility of replay, or, as my friend Joel was suggesting, the idea of putting an extra referee. I think that's a very sensible idea. You just put one more person in the game, and you do you create zones where one guy covers this zone and the other guy covers the other zone, and then pretty much you leave it that way. So we'll see how it goes. The United States plays Ghana next, and Mexico plays Argentina. I would have to say that that's going to be a very difficult game for Mexico, as our friend was saying. But you never know. You never know what happens when the game starts, and that's the beauty of playing the games. Obviously, changing gears a little bit here for the last couple of minutes, this has been a rather dramatic day in the United States, not just because of the amazing way that the American team won the game, but because of what's happening politically with the resignation of General McChrystal and the naming of General Petraeus as our new commander in Afghanistan. And, you know, I understand why President Obama did it. He had to do it, because when you have a general basically say something negative about the commander-in-chief to a magazine or whatever, you have to dismiss the guy. But I really hope that President Obama sits back for one second and understands why there is so much displeasure in the armed forces, or certainly in the guys in Afghanistan, regarding his policy. What's happened is that President Obama sent 30,000 troops, and I supported that. That was a good decision. Then he comes right back, and he makes a very, very stupid remark saying that we're going to start withdrawing troops in July of 2011. Well, when you do that, you put the guys in Afghanistan in a very difficult situation, because they're sitting there, they're trying to cut deals with the locals. They're trying to, you know, find a way of developing relationships with the local people. And, you know, when they knock on the door and they say, hey, I'm from the United States and I want to develop a relationship with you, the local people said, hey, thanks for coming, but you guys are leaving next year, and that guy across the street, he's going to cut my head off if he knows that I'm cooperating with you. So this is the problem. I think President Obama needs to make it very clear that the United States is not going to leave by a particular time. I mean, we're going to leave eventually, but we're not going to leave by a particular time. I think President Obama needs to say, you know what, we're here to win. We're going to win this thing, and we're committed to win. And whether that means we get out in July of 2011 or July of 2013, that's not important. When we get out is not important right now. What is important is that we get out with a victory. So this is about victory right now. This is not about, you know, when we get out. This is about victory. And that's what President Obama needs to understand. And that's why there is so much dissatisfaction with the soldiers at the moment, because they don't think that they're being allowed to win. Anyway, that's just my little editorial on the other big event up here in the United States. We're going to have a couple of shows in the next week or so. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Michael Hoffman. He's a motivational speaker. On Friday, we're going to talk to Bill Katz about the situation with General McChrystal. And then on Sunday night, we have a Professor Robert Weisberg, who's going to talk about public education in the United States, and I think you're really going to like that particular show. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas saying good night. Once again, our thanks to Joel Ackerman for his wonderful contributions on the World Cup, and we will talk to you the next time. Good night from Dallas, Texas.